all I do all the time is go around buying old vinyl records. That's all I do. Anyone out there who's got lots of sell their vinyl collection, tell me. I buy everything. I don't sell it on, I keep it. I collect everything that's ever been released on vinyl, in any genre, any style. That's all I do. So, but this has only overcome me again for about the fourth time in my life. About 3 years ago, I started to collect again. And it waxed and waned my collection, but never again. I will not let anything slip from my death-like grip. And so I did remember when we last moved, I didn't have this bug. In fact, I had the opposite effect. I went down in our cellar when we was kind of clearing stuff out, and there was a big suitcase. And I mean a big suitcase, Jade. It was this big and this fat, and it was full of singles I've been collecting forever. And I thought, if I look in that suitcase, I'm going to want to keep it. And it was, you know, new baby in the house, you know, onward, away with the past. I put it on the skip. I threw it away. Maybe 600, 700, 800, 900 singles were in this suitcase. Big suitcase full of classic singles. Threw it away. Put it on the skip. It went. Every day now, I wake up in the middle of the night sweating, you know, no, Rob, come back. You're dreaming about the suitcase again, dear. Every single day of my life, hardly a day goes by and I don't think, what on earth was I thinking of? And it was, threw them away. So a few weeks back, we got another skip, because we're doing something in the kitchen again, but it is all this stuff. So it's just rubble outside this time. As you know, if they worry about nuclear waste, and forgive me, but if they are worried always about the refugees that are on these boats and no one wants them, just put them on a skip outside my house. They go in 20 minutes. And bang, it's gone. Anything just goes. So it's just rubble outside the house. Anyway, so a fella comes to take the skip away, and it's always something worth seeing, isn't it, taking the skip away. The big chain comes down and swings, and they get that thing, clunk, under it, and up it goes. I like to watch that, so I walk outside. Do you mind if I see you taking the skip away? No, come outside. So we go outside, and I stand with my arms folded, waiting for the big chains to come down on the dusty old skip. And the bloke who's applying the big chain on the other side went, Stanley Baker, innit? I said, yeah, how are you, man? Blimey, he said, you know, I did a skip to your ass, what, 4 or 5 years ago? He said, you threw out a load of records, didn't you? I said, yes, I did. He went, I've still got them. Do you want them back? Now, if you saw that in a film, you should hear, right, a suitcase full of singles on a skip, and the same man 6 years later comes around and says, I've still got them. Do you want them back?
Very noble of him. Very noble.
We're talking science fiction.
Oh, yes.
This is absolutely in the realms of science fiction. And I said, he started crying. He said, yeah. And 4 or 5 days later, I went around to his house, and there they all were. And they were rich. And I gave him a drink. I'm not going to give him, of course I gave him a drink. But believe me, that noise you can hear, that siren, was what was going off in my head at the time.